immensely exciting. It's the outcome of several years' work. So what we're going to be announcing is that Ainsworth's relics, which have been venerated and protected and hidden in the Church of St. Mary and St. Ainsworth in Folkestone, have now been carbon dated. And this was a process that we had the support of the Church in doing, because we wanted to be able to know in a more secure way whether or not the relics were actually those of Ainsworth or a much later figure, as is possible. So the results were actually that the carbon dating results fitted very closely with the lifetime of Ainsworth, which means that I think we can be overwhelmingly confident that this young woman is indeed St. Ainsworth, the 7th century Royal Anglo-Saxon saint.
As you say, an incredibly exciting discovery. And you say it's taken kind of years to get to this point. An awful lot of science, I presume, involved in getting to the results that you've now got.
Yes, indeed. I'm not a scientist, but I work closely with scientists, with an osteoarchaeologist and her team, with people doing isotopic analysis, and of course, the archaeologists who work very, very carefully and closely to ensure that we have the closest possible data.